Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of Triple Chalice Tarot Presents, the Elementary of Tarot, and we are exploring part three of the Major Arcana tonight. I am your host, Aluna Odette, and I'm joined by my lovely two co-hosts, as always, Taruk Bashal and Rowan Nix.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
So jumping right into where we left off, which was the Hierophant, and we talked about the Hierophant representing, you know, a faith, a renewal of tradition, and that upstanding. So now we move into our next card, okay, and everyone in life is engrossed with this. We are all searching for this in some form or another, in some pursuit or another, in some relationship or another, and that is the Lover's card, okay? Now, let's talk about the imagery a little bit that's featured in the Lover's card. Here, we see the union of the masculine, the anima, and the animus, and the female, which is the anima, and they are joined together in their nakedness. So we're talking about a purity here. They've been stripped of the ego, they've been stripped of their clothes, and they're standing before each other, and there's the angel, okay, that is an apparition of an angel that appears above the head of both energies, and is almost granting a sense of blessing, like he has his arms to the couple, and is pouring about a ray of blessing, a ray of just magnificence, an etheric energy to it. Now, what's also interesting to note about this card is that both energies, okay, the masculine and the feminine, they are standing amidst two different trees. And these trees, okay, one representing the wand element, of fire, and I believe the earth, and then the other representing more of an aspect of it, it has flowers, and it's more of a softer energy to it. So now I want to turn it over to Rowan. What, now that we talked about the imagery, what do you normally see when this card comes up in a reading for someone or for yourself? What does this lover signify to you?
Well, you know, the most obvious commonality is love. This is a major, major influence in most people's lives. And when this card does come up in a spread, it's saying that this is now affecting you in your life. And this isn't just talking about a petty romance or maybe, you know, an on-again, off-again sort of a boyfriend-girlfriend situation. This is a very deep soulmate kind of a love. This is talking about the laws of attraction and, you know, positive and negative, et cetera. And this card really is a marriage. It's a marriage of two opposing forces coming together and unifying as one, which you so eloquently said, you know, as the flames and the earth. And this card also has a lot of air in it, too, being that there's a communication aspect between them with the sanctity of the angel, which is usually represented by and it presides over matrimony. So this is something that's been written in the stars. This is something that you've meant to go to your entire life. And a non-romantic aspect, this could also be the joining of forces between two friends or a business venture, et cetera. But generally speaking, when this card comes up for me, it's about love as opposed to any other aspects that you could have it in. So.
Excellent. That was excellent. Okay. So now that I want to turn it over to Taruk and ask, since it is, we know it's about love, it's known as the Lover's card, what other avenues could the interpretation be taken? For example, we heard Rowan talking about it being married to a business venture, being married to your career, a sort of hobby of something. How do you interpret the Lover's card in that avenue?
Well, the Lover's card not only has to deal with love and relationships, you know, and friendships and things of that nature, but the Lover's card also has to deal with making choices, also morals. Now, as far as making choices, this card is about choosing something that at first may not seem like the best choice, something that you might think may be something negative, but later in time, you will see that it is a positive choice. So this card can signify choices that you may have to make that may be difficult for you to make at the moment right now, but later you will see that it's going to be beneficial to you. Mm. Okay, this card can signify being at a moral crossroads where you, you know, have to make some decisions and you have to consider everything around you before you make this choice, okay? So you have to examine your values. You have to examine how you're feeling. And you have to examine where you are in your life when you're making these difficult choices in life, okay? So mm-hmm. the Lover's card definitely can deal with love, but it's also about dealing with choices that you have to make on a much deeper level.
Mm-hmm. And I like how you brought up, how both of you brought up that this is a major arcana card. So it's very different than the petty romance, like Rowan said, the petty romance that we see in the Two of Chalices, because Chalices represents emotion and your feeling and your feelings, and it's, you know, it's so moonlit, the lighting is nice and the wine is good, so you guys are enjoying that moment. And you can feel in that moment sometimes the disillusion of love. Or the illusion of love, I'm sorry. But with this card, we're seeing it's a major. So we're talking about a soul graduation, a soul evolutionary point in visiting this. Now let's talk about the reversal, okay? Now in the reversal, we see obviously a disharmony in love, the relationship not fulfilling both parties, the conflicting energies or the energies that are opposite are not balancing or supporting each other. They're actually tearing each other apart. They have a sense of entropy to them. This card also talks about a misalignment of values, which Tarouk spoke about before in the upright position. So now let's turn it over to Tarouk again, and let's, what do you see when this card comes up in the reversal?
Well, this card in the reversal can definitely symbolize an imbalance. You know, this card can symbolize at one time there was a meaningful, deep, loving relationship, which is completely shattered and broken into pieces. It is no longer the same. This card can symbolize a relationship where the feelings are no longer the same, where the person may have greater and deeper feelings than the other person, and the other person may not be emotionally involved, which when you go down the line of the relationship, there might be disappointments and negative things and even a breakup, okay? So, you know, this can be a lesson that you have to learn how to, you know, rebalance the relationship within yourself and have communication. But definitely on the reversal, this is about, to me personally, this is about an imbalance, a relationship that is not working properly, where there isn't an emotional connection anymore. Somebody is in it more than the other person is.
Excellent. Excellently put. So to turn it over to you, Rowan, how would you like to add to that, the Lover's card in reverse?
Well, I definitely do think that this is about, like Tarouk said, an imbalance, a misalignment with the universe. But it's really, again, because this is a major card, this is really about a misalignment overall in your life, in your spirituality, et cetera. So this could definitely be somebody that thinks that, you know, they ought to be married to their business, but, you know, their heart is telling them that they belong with this person and they need to make more time for this person, but their head is telling them, I need money, let me work on my business. This could even be somebody that's in, you know, already in a relationship with somebody, but they truly feel that they ought to be with this other person. So the Lover's card can get very tricky in that aspect as well, that, you know, it's really mm-hmm. about falling apart, and that may not always seem like it's the right thing to do. So in the negative aspect of it, that's what I see, is when love has gone wrong, or when love is, you know, plaguing you and you're in like a love triangle, et cetera. So the Lover's card can definitely be a negative card in that aspect.
And, you know, I want to say right quick, you know, Rowan mentioned the choices, okay, with what you said. Those were choices that had to be made. You know, the Lover's card is about choices. It's about more the morality of it, you know. Are you going to choose your work over the relationship, you know? So, yeah, it definitely is about choices.
Very good point that you contributed to that. So now moving on to the Chariot card, okay? And the Chariot, when we think of the Chariot, we think of that we think of motion, we think of momentum, we think of a vehicle, a transportation. And that's definitely what this card symbolizes, and one that is in the seat or position of power. So in the depiction of the Chariot, we see someone who is seated. They have above their heads they appear almost etheric because they have the moon and the sun and the stars above their head, and they're seated within a moving chariot. But what's guiding the chariots are a white sphinx and a black sphinx. And these two sphinx represent the duality of the human soul, the human consciousness. So as we're moving through life, existence, experiences, phases, you know, we have these polar energies, okay? We're seeing coming from the Lover's cards, which also talks about these two different energies, we're seeing now these energies within the self, within the person. And the person that's driving the chariot, taking the reins of those opposing energies and steering it forward as it is supposed to go. Now, what's interesting to note about this card is when this card comes up, a lot of times it can insinuate travel, you know, it can insinuate, you know, going places, having taken a charge on things. But a lot of times, and how I like to look at it, is a person gathering up their flaws and their strengths and using both, okay? Because a lot of times, you know, with a lot of people, they like to hear, oh, the white light, you know, I want to be pure, I want to be whole, I want to be, and that's fine, you know, you should walk in the light, but you should not also cower away from your darkness, because what happens is when you suppress that darkness and you just only focus on steering the white sphinx because it looks good or it comes across bright, what happens is the darker aspects of yourself will manifest in some form or another. It will lash out because it needs to be balanced. It needs to be controlled. It needs focus and attention just in that sort. And so that is what is allowing this rider to make his stride forward, because he's accepted, okay, I'm not perfect. Okay, I do have this issue, this problem, this personality trait. But instead of, you know, using that as taking that and being adverse against it, I'm going to take it and I'm going to wield it just right along next to my good energy or my positive qualities. So that is what I see with the Chariot card. Now let's turn it over to Rowan. Rowan, what do you see in the upright position of the Chariot card?
You know, I'm so glad that you got into the symbolism of this card, because this card is very rich in symbolism, probably more than most of the other cards in the major arcana. And it's really almost an echo of the original Magician card. This is sort of like the Magician 2.0, because this card is about manifestation. This card is about willpower, and it is the deliverance of the Lovers, which was the marriage, and, well, this is now the conception. This is the fusion from the marriage. So now you have this person that's possessing darkness and light and wielding really the forces of the universe. And when this card comes up in a spread, it's to remind the querent that you hold the reins, you are in control. So I really think that this card's message and overall advice is to stand your ground. It's to dig into your resources, play to your strengths, and also know what your weaknesses are. Because as you said, your weaknesses can undo you if you don't acknowledge them. So definitely the part about not stopping in the name of obstacles, to just keep plowing through it, because you have the advice of the universe on your side that you can conquer it and that you can maintain it for sure.
Oh, that was beautifully put. Beautifully put, Rowan. Now let's turn it over to you, Tarouk. What do you see with the Chariot in the upright position?
Well, the Chariot is a card about moving forward. It's a card about being challenged and being successful in being challenged. It's a card about overcoming obstacles. It's a card about overcoming opposing forces. It's about standing your ground. This is a warrior card in a way I see it. It's kind of like literally like the warrior in the Chariot moving forward. Anything that's standing in his way or her way will be removed, okay? This is a card about being driven, literally, about being bold, about being aggressive, using that aggressive, powerful, demanding, right now energy, taking no prisoners. The path is blazed forward. You are trailblazing. Nothing is standing in your way. You know, that's what I see with the Chariot.
Absolutely. I like how you brought about the momentum and the strive and the real action and power and determination that's represented in this card, because we do see the person taking those reins, and they're charging the beast forward. They're charging energy
looking forward. Looking at the opposing, at the opposing, like let's say there was a war, at the opposing person, and just screaming and just marching forward with them horses and just taking it down,
Right.
Yes.
So now let's venture into the reverse of this card, and it's the complete opposite. So if you're talking about willpower, you're talking about determination, you're talking about assertive application, an assertive force, we're seeing really someone overrun by their energies, someone who feels that they have very little control over their life. They are not taking the reins. And these beasts, this energy that is within you and within us all is running rampantly. So you're having mood swings. You're running into bouts of depression. You are feeling that the universe and what the universe is actually doing when you feel like this, but you feel like the universe is against you. So you have this perception that nothing is going right. You don't really have any control over your life. People are just out to get you. If you're contemplating these negative experiences, these negative play-by-plays, and you feel that you have no control over, which, yes, it's true, you don't have a lot of control over how people handle situations, how people are going to treat you, how situations are going to play out, but you have control over yourself, okay? That's why, it's definitely not good to know that you have a temper tantrum, but let your temper tantrum go wild. It's very true to know that if you have a tender or gentle heart, to not put yourself in situations or date someone in a situation where they're telling you that they are not monogamy oriented or looking for love. It's not, because those are your weaknesses. So don't place yourself in those situations. And even if those situations come about, you still have to be in control, taking those reins to handle against it. So in the reversal, again, we're seeing that this person is their beasts, their energies, their powers are all over the place and creating calamity in their life, creating real catastrophe in their life. And they're just like the victim of it. They're just along for the ride, okay? So that's definitely what I see in the reversal. So now let's switch it up again. Rowan, let's go with you. How do you take this card when it comes up in reversal? What is the real lesson here behind the imagery and the symbolism?
I think in the reversal, this is definitely getting too caught up in the obstacles. This is losing your momentum. This is letting every little thing get to you. This is taking the advice of others over the advice of the self, because this is such a self-driven card. And a lot of the time, tell people your plans in life, they can really deride you, and they can really, challenge your beliefs. And if you sit there and give it that life and give it that attention, you know, you lose your own momentum that you have going on it. If something feels right to you, go for it. You know, don't second guess it. Don't sit there and try to rearrange it or plan it. Take it as it is and run with it, because it may not work out if you sit there and just nitpick it to death. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to just follow your heart.
Absolutely. Very well put. Now, Tarouk, what do you see with this card in reverse?
Well, when I look at the reversed chariot, I see this as a loss of control, like Rowan said. Okay, this is a loss of control. This is literally like if the warrior was in the chariot and the chariot, the wheel hit a rock and the chariot just broke and just he flew out. Just a complete destruction of the chariot, and he has been captured, okay? And he has lost control of the situation. When you lose control of the situation, of course you're going to feel pessimistic. You're going to feel like you have no type of say-so in anything, and you're going to lose focus. The reversal is a loss of focus, okay? So this is a loss of focus. And also misplacing aggression, because in the upright, it's about having that aggressive energy, but directing it in a positive forward motion towards the proper target, okay? But when you're not aligned, you are directing this aggression to other people, to other situations, which, of course, is not a positive thing. So the reversal, it's a loss of direction, a loss of focus, a loss of control, and also handling your aggression in the wrong way. You need to collect yourself and refocus.
Absolutely. That was so well put. We are on it tonight. So moving on to the next card, which is the Strength card, one of my favorite cards because it does represent 8, which symbolizes the luminescence symbol, and also the month of August, which is Leo. So we do see the lion playing a huge role in this card. And what's interesting to note about the three cards that we covered tonight is we're seeing pairs. We're seeing opposite energies. Well, actually threes. We're seeing, because in the lover's card, we saw the two people, masculine and feminine, and then we saw the angel in the chariot. We see the rider and the two opposing energies. And in the strength card, we're seeing the universe, who's on top of the maiden's head. We see the maiden, and then we see the lion. So we're seeing these energies come together in unison. But in this depiction, we see a maiden, okay, who is dressed very much in the regal of Virgo. You know, she's very, very much giving docile and the virgin, very subtle, and she's with a wild beast. She's with this wild lion, and she's patting the lion on the head. In most depictions, she has her hand around the lion's mouth or within the lion's mouth, which in real life we know that that is just a no-no. You don't go playing with wild beasts like that, but she approaches the animal with no fear, and with a calmness and a sereneness that the animal seems to respond to. And what this card symbolizes is strength, obviously, courage, okay? Courage to stand in front of the beast and put your hand in the lion's mouth. Patience, control, and compassion, okay? One of the things that I think we all, again, talking about balancing energies and coming to terms with, is ourselves, okay? Once you master yourself and you know what your quirks are, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, you really take back the power from everyone else in this world, whether they want to talk bad about it, whether they want to praise it, whether they are there for it, whether they don't understand it. You are taking the control back. You are not allowing that beast, okay, that primordial force, that primitive energy, okay, because that primitive energy, it's like just survive, conquer, kill, or, you know, pretty much survive. So the maiden symbolizes, you know, that need for compassion, that it's like, okay, yes, I get it. Not everyone is going to understand. That does not mean I have to go out and slay everybody on the battlefield. Yes, it is a battlefield out here, but that does not mean I have to go out and just display all of my arsenal right away. You have your arsenal, obviously you can see, because you have that wild beast. We all do. When push comes to shove, we will tap into survival mode and do miraculous things. Sometimes gruesome, but miraculous things to survive, okay? And that's what the lion symbolizes in this card, the real primitive self that is embedded within all of us, okay? And that duality being in harmony with the more feminine and reserved and intellectual side. She's human, you know? So that is what I'm seeing in the upright position. Let's go ahead and go to... Taruk, what do you see with the upright position? And I also want you to tap into the reversal, too.
Okay. The upright position of the strength card has to do, of course, with strength, but it's with internal strength, okay? It's about accessing that lion within you, but knowing which aspects of that lion to access at certain times. You don't want to access the wild lion aspect when you are, you know, doing a certain situation, but you might want to access the leader aspect of the lion, you know, the dominant aspect of the lion, but also the wise. You know, there are different aspects of that lion that can be accessed depending on the situation, and having that control, that patience, that calm, being able to put your hand around the lion's mouth is having that control of that lion in one aspect. You know, but the strength card is also a card that has to do with the divinity of humans and animals, which we have in us because we are mammals, you know. So finding that strength within ourselves, you know, and being able to access it and also work different parts of it depending on what we need. That's what I personally see as the strength card. Now, the reversal, I see this as not having control of your inner lion. You act out, you are aggressive, you are mean, you are rude, you are violent, okay? You say things without thinking. You are just this aggressive, egotistical, just megalomaniac, just, you know, douchebag out here hurting everyone, being violent, just, you know, so that's what I see. I hope that kind of was a quick little...
Oh,
you
hit it pretty much right, excellently. So now, Rowan, why don't you go ahead and tackle the upright position and reversal of the strength card?
Well, just real quick, because we're almost out of time, I will say that the strength card definitely falls in that whole Leo Virgo sort of energy where, you know, longing to be perfect and wanting to conquer your inner demons and your inner fears and everything. And it can really get to you. But you have to realize that these negativities, these insecurities, are what make us us. And if we don't master them, they will in turn master us and keep us from growing and evolving, which is the more negative aspect of it. The negative aspect is that you're completely letting your let's say, lion side take over your everyday life, and you can't even function normally. So the true balance comes from knowing yourself, knowing your negativity, and mastering it, realizing that you are in control of it. As the maiden is in control of the lion, even though she is the physically less superior of the two, shall we say. So definitely keep in mind that although you may seem lesser than your negativities, you're actually greater.
Wow. And they work in unison, you know, they depend upon one another for that strength, okay? So if you've been with us, we want to thank you so much for tuning into this show. If you check out our archives, we have started with the minor arcana, okay, and covered pentacles, the cups, the swords, the wands, and now we're venturing through the major arcana. Visit us on our social media pages, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook, all at Triple Chalice Tarot, and leave us some feedback. Let us know what you think about the show. And with that, we want to wish you a good night. I am your host, Aluna Odette, joined by my two lovely co-hosts, Tarutha Shaw and Rowan Nix.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.